100.7 The Tiger, off the record with just Abby this afternoon. So I just really want to give a big shout out to Auctioner of Baton Rouge. We have a great partnership with them. They hooked me up with my vaccine back in March. So we have a very good relationship with them. And I have Dr. Ralph Dotrieve, correct?
You got it.
Perfect. On the phone right now. I'm always worried that I'm going to butcher people's last names. So he's just going to kind of like give us a rundown on the COVID-19 situation and everything. How are you today, first off?
Busy.
I hear that.
If you're working in a hospital in Baton Rouge or Louisiana, you're busy because the Delta variant is running amok. We're having a surge that'll probably be as significant as the last surge.
Oh, man.
Because it's really out there again.
So what is the difference, I guess, between the Delta variant and the strand that we were seeing at this time last year?
Well, it's more infectious.
Okay.
You tend to have higher amount of virus in your nose. And so it tends to be more infectious. It's not deadlier, but it does seem to be much more infectious. So if you go into a room and somebody's got the Delta variant, there's a high likelihood that other people are going to walk away with it and be positive. We're seeing positive culture rates in the emergency room that are, you know, in the 20% range, which is really high.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's a lot higher than it was last July when we were in the original surges.
Gotcha. So the Delta variant, I guess, is what's causing the spike in cases?
Yeah, we're pretty convinced of that. You know, when you go in for your routine COVID test, they don't test you specifically for the variant. But when we get the test in the lab, they'll run some tests to see, you know, what it's running and looking like. And the Delta variant's coming out at about 90% of the patients in the hospital.
Gotcha. So if you, like me, I got the vaccine back in March, is that going to protect me from the Delta variant?
It might not protect you from being exposed to the Delta variant and having a mild case of COVID, but it should prevent you from having a severe case of COVID, being hospitalized, getting put on the vent. You know, it should absolutely prevent you from dying of COVID. So that's a big reason to have gotten the vaccine. But we know that the vaccine doesn't really prevent transmission as much as it prevents death and serious illness. I mean, that's what the studies on the vaccine showed us. So, you know, very important to still get the vaccine. Even if you had COVID in the past, you should get the vaccine. That's an absolute recommendation coming out of the healthcare organizations.
Gotcha. And are the Auctioner of Baton Rouge locations still obviously giving a lot of vaccines? Do you have to set up an appointment? Like, how can you go about getting the vaccine through Auctioner?
You can come and you can contact our pharmacies and contact your primary providers at Auctioner. You can go on our website. You can go through your Auctioner app if you're a patient. Just any way that you would normally make appointments or get in touch with us, we can get you the vaccine.
Awesome. So I know there are a lot of people out there who are concerned about still contracting the virus, even though they've gotten the vaccine. I guess what would you tell someone who had those types of concerns?
Well, I think we're into a phase right now where we have to really be careful in public again.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wear our mask when we're going into public settings. I think, you know, hand washing we should continue to do forever because we didn't have a flu outbreak this year because of mask and hand washing for sure. And, you know, but if you really want to avoid being exposed, then you're going to have to avoid people a little bit to prevent you from being exposed to this Delta variant. Because even if you were vaccinated, you could still get exposed and have a mild outbreak of this disease, you know, from this new variant.
I gotcha.
But we do know that the vaccine is doing its job against the Delta variant. We have pretty good information on that's coming out from the literature. So Right now, we're not calling for a booster of the vaccine. That may be in the future, but right now, that's not in the cards. And, you know, my message back this week, this is my big message. You know, we pushed the vaccine. We were so afraid that we weren't going to have enough vaccine. Now we got plenty of vaccine, and we just need arms to put it in. And, you know, if you look at the data, the areas of the country that have high vaccination rates are not participating in this surge with this Delta variant.
Right.
So we are in it because we have the lowest, we have one of the lowest vaccination rates of any of the regions of the country.
Gotcha.
And if we had gotten our vaccines into that 65 and 70% range, especially in the 20 to 50 year old age group, we might not be having this problem that we're having right now. And right now, our emergency rooms at every hospital in the city are full. Mm-hmm. Our hospitals are filling up. We may have to start delaying surgeries again and going back into a mode where we can just take care of COVID patients. They've got COVID patients this time around in the pediatric units.
Oh, God.
And so you're seeing children get infected and have symptomatic problems and have to be, you know, put on respirators. That is not what we saw a year ago. I mean, so this is a different problem, but it's a problem we could have prevented.
Right.
You know, if we really, really, this is the time, go out and get vaccinated, and let's not let this happen to us any longer. And let's try and not let this surge last into the fall, because it could if people don't start getting vaccinated.
And we want football, so.
Well, Coach O says 90% of the football teams vaccinated.
There you go. Be like the Tigers.
Which is like 90% more than any other group that age. You know, when you think about a bunch of 18 to 21-year-olds with a 90% vaccination rate, Coach O must be a real good motivational speaker.
Go Tigers, right?
You got it. You better believe it. I might have Coach O come and talk to some groups that I'm trying to increase my vaccination rate in.
Yes. See?
I mean, think if the entire state of Louisiana was the 90% vaccination rate, we'd have two or three patients in the hospital with COVID, you know, like we had a couple of months ago.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to educate me and all of my listeners. I hope you continue to stay safe and hit up Ochsner if you are ready to get that vaccine. Thank you so much, doctor.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
100.7 The Tiger.